dark. If you come to where the thorny pears grow along the one-way road, and crouch beneath the sticky shade that draws out spiders and wasps and children playing chase in the dying light, you'll witness, if lucky, the buck my father failed to shoot sip from fading streams and freeze when salt winds finger oaks that pearl loose supple flowers. Soon the winds will die and the blossoms settle, and the leaves will shimmer liquid bruise while geese grow wild with drunken gossip then capsize in the dark. As a boy, I placed my palm on the belly of a drowned mare and marveled as meat wasp entered its eyes to thrum with frenzied feasts. I thought of my mother shoeless shifting the reeds, the rasp of her call as she chased a child who moved through darkening mirrors. I held my brother's name in my throat and hid at night when woken by birds milling around the attic. My mother liked to tell me they were angels swapping nightly news, their heavy wings of light. And if I craned my head and listened real closely, I could hear them swivel sugar in tea and snort when falling asleep. In the steady dark, the crickets crack the quiet with their calloused acoustics, and you are thinking now of loss. How the body is a busy depot where people stop to share a secret or write a letter or weep for a lover who's no longer near to kiss their eyelids closed. Is the sting in your stomach an unbearable storm? Have your legs gone weak with regret? Listen. If you climb the eucalyptus by the ghost house and sit on the high branch studying robins, you'll watch the mother come at dusk to feed her babies and float above their mouths. They will cock their heads and cry until the mother stops to fall asleep, one eye guarding the nest. Your hands will itch to squeeze, my son, snap their necks and be done with it, but I'm warning you not to. You will play that image again and again, and your hands will fill with want again and again, and for 40 years you'll feel her hover, asking for the dead.